What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. And if you want to hear more of this, this interview with stand-up comedian Von DiCarlo, we're talking about Scientology, we're talking about childhood trauma, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com, where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month, and you can hear from other incredible voices like Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, Russell Brand. Yeah, do it.
What behaviors won't you tolerate in a friendship? Talked about
that's
relationships.
That's a good question.
Because I never sit down and I go, what do I want out of my friendships? I mean, I want courtesy, and respect, and love. That's it. And
in
fun.
In general, yeah. I think it's all the same. I'm at a place where I'm taking a look at the relationships that I have, and I'm saying, okay, what level do I feel I'm at in this relationship, and mm-hmm. what level do I think the person, what are they showing me in their actions and their
you're doing your own episode of Chopped over there.
I do I'm very excited. No, I can't stop talking with
my
hands.
I love it. I just see you with like a whole like chart of like who's getting a cut, and they don't even know, like their phone's gonna ring, they're gonna get chopped out of your friends.
I thought you meant because I was talking with my hands so much.
Hand talking doesn't bother me. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh yeah, it's Christmas time, so I'm checking my list, checking it twice. Who's naughty, who's nice? You gotta go. But I'm not being unreasonable, because I'm really looking and saying, okay, let me just reciprocate and reflect what this relationship really is.
Yeah.
And then that way, if I don't have a certain expectation of this person,
then
my feelings are getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of this extra value and stuff that I was putting into it, I could put it into the person that's actually reciprocating that back to me.
Right.
So whether that's a friendship or a romantic relationship, I'm not dating right now, I'm single, but in a romantic relationship, it's all the same thing to me right now.
Yeah.
What are you reflecting back to me? Instead of me just pouring everything into you and then evaluating it a year or two later when my feelings are hurt, like, how does this happen?
Have you ever been friends with somebody and then you realize they were mean to you the whole time for like a long time and you're like, oh, oops.
When I was younger,
I love the part of the show where Christina asks a question that's obviously about her.
It's definitely about me.
Is this a comic? Because I take a lot of abuse from comedians.
This is a comic. This is a,
okay, because that doesn't count, I don't think.
Female friend. But because you know what you're saying with like, oh, your mom showed you love and what love looks like from a woman. I didn't get that at all. So female friendship wise, like I think of like this one friend that I was friends with for so long. And then she was mean to me, like just bullyish mean to me in a way that I'm like, oh, wait, you've been doing that for a while. And I haven't said shit because I didn't really notice it, I guess. And then you're like, ah, I gotta go.
Nothing's coming to mind. I think I feel and notice it right away. Mm. And I will talk about it, but especially if I feel like it's something like heavy.
Yeah.
Like you slept with my boyfriend. Oh, and God. You guys had your first babies together and you've been sneaking behind my back for the past
that's
3 years.
That's a big one.
Or
ouchies.
Yeah. Or like another friendship that I had when I was younger. This is all younger stuff. She lived in Ohio. I'm from Pittsburgh, so we would, you know, go back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of her older cousins, but not that much older, a big dude, he couldn't stand me for whatever reason. You know how when guys, whatever happens, they decide they don't like you because, you know, you're not giving them whatever attention or whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm public enemy number one. You know, my smart ass mouth, yes, that's me. You know, Vaughn is this, she's that. So now I'm all of these things and you can't stand me. And now, you know, ghetto shit. Next time you come to Ohio, I'm going to have her jumped. Like,
oh,
right. So I didn't know any of this.
That's compromising your safety, Vaughn.
Exactly.
Jesus.
So I didn't know any of this.
Oh.
And I go to Ohio with my friend who is their cousins. They're like first or second cousins, so they know each other.
Yeah.
So she knows this.
She should have been like,
she never told me. I get there, I find out one of our mutual friends is like, oh, I'm surprised you came because, you know, everybody's talking about this whole thing. I'm like, bitch, you knew? Oh, okay, first of all, it's time for me to go, and second of all, I'm gonna beat your ass when we get
what
back
the
to
fuck?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, what you have to say
and then
for
I'm
herself?
Never fucking talking to you again.
Yeah, that's
she
the crossing
went with
of
the
line.
Whole, well, you know,
he was joking.
I know him. He's not that serious. I said, bitch,
if somebody is threatening violence on you,
let me decide if I'm gonna take that
right,
serious
don't
or
get
not.
That choice.
I'm out of my territory.
Yeah,
I don't have any of my cousins here. I don't have anybody here but you.
That's the thing about not disclosing a certain thing, whether it's a friendship or a romantic partner. And that's why it hurts so much in these certain situations. It's like, you didn't even allow me to have the choice.
Exactly.
You piece of shit.
So like, major stuff like that, I'm pretty much
take
done
a choice away
right
from you.
Away.
Yeah.
I guess the more surface stuff, the catty stuff, I'll look at that, especially at this point in my life, and especially if it's a stand up comic. It's like, okay, well, I'll just look at you like the coworker you are.
Right.
And I'll be professional.
The coworker that you are.
But it'll just go, I'm working on not taking things personally and all of that stuff. So I was like, okay, well, we ain't all of that. And that's cool. I'm glad I know that now as opposed to later.
Right.
But I don't have to hate you because you're not my bestie.
Of course.
I'm learning that.
Yeah. Because I'm not taking things personally. It's so much less exhausting of an existence.
I mean, it's exhausting for me to figure out how to not take shit personally,
I know,
if I'm being honest.
But once you figure it out,
I take everything personally, good and bad. I'm like, oh, Christina, thank you for the water. I love you too. You know?
It's because you said you wanted water, though.
Corinne said I was pretty to Justin Silver. We come together. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're my best friend now? So funny. Well, it's the loving. It's the trials and tribulations of being a loving person.
Yeah,
you know?
And I love, but I'm getting to the point where I'm like, do I love? Because love hurts when it's not reciprocated back, and I'm just exhausted of feeling like I'm at the short end of the stick. So I'm an accountable person, and I'm just taking a step back, and I'm asking myself, okay, you're the common denominator in all of this.
Right.
Regardless, if you feel like something has happened to you, you allowed it in some way. I mean, unless someone attacked
you
or whatever.
You missed it.
Like, exactly. So how...
Missing it. That's
jarring. How can you be responsible for every relationship in your life? New ones, old ones, reevaluating things, and really taking control of that.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
Do guys, like, the one podcast episode I was listening to, we were talking about, like focus time versus passing the time. I feel like with a guy, like with straight relationships, guys are always passing the time. Like, I don't...
Not always, especially
what's
in my...
focus time?
And that's why I did that podcast. I think that was last week, time. Because, you know, I'm doing this daily... it's called Purpose Driven Life. And this isn't necessarily... I'm not endorsed by this person at all. It's just a book that was recommended to me. And I feel like it's helping me. And that's where I'm getting all this growth from. It's like these 42 days of daily exercises. It's Christian-based, which is important to say if people are gonna but I'm really growing in it, and I just had an epiphany one of the days I was meditating and praying and doing my daily exercises and writing, and I realized, based on one of my most recent breakups and relationships, I'm like, I was at a place where I was so confused, because I'm like, how could I spend so much time with someone and they don't even know the basic ABCs, 1, 2, 3s of who I am at the core of as a person and all of that. And why doesn't this person feel the love towards me that I feel towards them? And it came to me. I'm like, oh, a person could spend time with you, because I had all the time. We were together all the time.
Yeah.
We did vacations together, like you name it, we did it. It was great. But I'm like, how is this even possible to spend so much time with someone? And it came to me, and I thought that's why it was so important to share in that podcast. I was like, because he wasn't spending focused time with me, he was passing.
It's like an activity partner. Like, you could do... When you're doing a lot of stuff, it's easier to pass the time. But, like, you know, when you have to actually have a conversation with someone, when you put your phones down, that's why as a relationship is falling apart, I think the phones definitely really, you know, probably extend the life of many relationships because they allow you to pass the time together and avoid that focus time, but it doesn't feel like a breakup yet. But I mean, like, yeah, they're very different things. I 100% know what you mean.
Men are also lonelier than women, just from what I've observed, and that's in my recent circle. But like,
tricky,
like, and men will want to pass the time with a woman and not really want to build anything,
because they're still attached to their mom's tit.
They want to be attached to your titty. Get off my titties!
get off my titties, sir.
Okay. But yeah, it's very tricky for us in relationships as women with these type of men that are passing time, because they're really good at making you feel like this is genuine time spent and they're growing with you.
Yeah.
And a lot of time can pass before you realize they're not really growing with you. You're the only one growing.
How can you tell while it's happening? Like when you are going to assess, like, all right, we've been dating for a couple months. You know, are we learning? Are we growing together? Like, what are the markers of that?
Well, I think when the same, I guess, disagreements or arguments keep coming up, and it's like, wait a minute,
you're in a hamster wheel.
I totally told you exactly how I feel about this, the do's and don'ts of my feelings, or where I stand with something.
Yeah,
and either you completely didn't listen to me, or you completely don't respect me.
Right,
and either way,
right,
that's,
I ain't here for that.
That's not holding me to a certain value in your life. So it really doesn't matter which one it is.
Right,
either way, that's a huge red flag. That's a telltale sign right there.
Yeah.
Or just something as simple as with dating, right? Because if you're dating someone that's good at dating and you're going, let's say, on vacations together, like weekend trips, or you're going out dancing together, or you're going to dinner, be very careful as to whether or not he's just inserting you into stuff that he likes to do. Because when something comes up with, like, let's say, for me, I like Broadway musicals. So let's say, let's say it's like pulling teeth to get get you to take me on a date to see a musical or something that I like to do. That's a huge telltale sign. Like, we do all of this stuff and it's great, and I'm
learning about the guy's
great
interest.
Experiences. Yeah,
right.
But here's
he's
the tricky part.
Learn about yours.
These are things that I like to do too. I wasn't doing anything that I didn't not like to do.
Right.
You know, I felt like I was being considered, but sometimes
it just happened to go.
It was
together.
Like if it's a little bit past what they want to do, then that, especially with men, because men, you know, and maybe I'm a bit traditional in a sense, but I think men their mission is kind of to provide and make a woman feel a certain way so that we can be comfortable reciprocating that support back to them and the whole nine yards. So in a sense, it's like, well, wait a minute, if you don't pay attention to the focus time that's happening with you and the activities that you're doing, you could wake up one day and be like, You don't even know that I like musicals.
All we've been doing is drinking or something. Yeah. Well, hey, fuckers. We hoped you liked that segment from our interview with comedian Von DiCarlo. If you want to hear the whole thing or more of Whole Things by other great minds like Michael Rapaport, Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, Lena Dunham, etc., head on over to luminarypodcasts.com. You can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
It's worth it.